Drive. Clement Magnatella, our political reporter, sitting in front of me right now, bringing us a brand new story, a breaking story, really, that he's been following over the course of the afternoon about quite an important resignation within the Democratic Alliance. Clem, what have you got for us?
So, Joanne, we've got yet another person, a senior staff member in the DA that has resigned. This is Graham Charters, who has resigned as the chief of staff to the party's leader, John Steenhuisen. This is very important, Joanne, because just last week, the DA's communications manager, Mabine Siame, resigned also with immediate effect. Both of them resigning with immediate effect. And basically, Graham Charters says he decided to leave because he believes that the DA leader's office deserves a team that is aligned with the vision of the party's leader. So that sounds like what Musima Aman was telling us when he was resigning, that his vision is very different from the vision of the current leaders of the party, and the current leaders really being Helen Zille. Since his return, Joanne, a number of senior staff members have left. In fact, I texted someone who works in the DA and I asked how many senior staff members have actually left since Helen Zille's return.
Yeah.
And the response was the CEO of the DA left, the chief strategist left, the chief innovation officer, the head of communications, chief of staff now with Graham Charters. So all of these people have left since the return of Helen Zille. I haven't even counted Musima Mani and Herman Mashaba. So again,
Athol Trollope.
Exactly. So again, we're seeing a lot of people leaving the Democratic Alliance. And I know people that are close to Helen Zille will say, yeah, this is the DA cleansing itself. But really, this is a DA also losing some critical skills, Joanne. And it says a lot that these people are leaving and seem to be saying we don't agree with the vision of this party under the current leadership, because that's what it appears to be.
It seems, though, that the current leadership is completely blind to what the electorate is both indicating to it, as well as senior people who have been resigning in the last few months.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I was reading the letter that Mbali Ntuli, who will be publicly announcing that she'll be standing for the position of DA leadership tomorrow. That letter that she wrote to internal DA public representatives. And she painted the DA, Joanne, as having a bleak future. He spoke of how there is no necessarily leadership that is going to bring back the confidence of South Africans in the Democratic Alliance. So you get a sense that this is sort of the general feeling amongst DA members and particularly senior DA leaders. And this is how they feel about the organization. And this is why Mbali Ntuli, this is what she said in that letter. She says this is why she's decided to stand for leadership, because she simply doesn't have confidence that the current leaders are able to bring back the people and the DA supporters that the party has lost in the last elections, and also fix what is really challenges that this party is facing.
I've got a last question about Mbali Ntuli, and it has to do with the history of the Democratic Alliance and how they deal with powerful young black women who are highly opinionated and educated. And I want to ask, is Mbali Ntuli carelessly throwing a hat into the ring, not foreseeing the trajectory that many other black women have had to follow and have sort of fallen off at the end of that? Or is she positive that she can possibly bring some kind of change in the long term that may change the trajectory of the Democratic Alliance?
So, you know, I was speaking to a number of analysts, Joanne, because I was trying to understand, does she stand even a chance? You know, when you look at the other people that she's going against, John Steenhuisen,
yes,
who has been with the DA, an astute politician. You've got Bonginkosi Madikizela, the Western Cape MEC. You've got John Moody, the Gauteng DA leader. These people have credentials that are so solid and have been in the leadership of the organization for some time. And she is actually the youngest to contest the position of leader, and also the first black female to contest this position of leader.
Yes.
Does she stand a chance? Ralph Matekha was telling me probably not, but it's a political statement to make. You're expressing your unhappiness about the current leadership. You know you may end up leaving the organization, but you want to make the statement because her view is a representation of a larger community within the DA.
It's a very interesting move indeed, Clem. We're hoping to have a conversation with her tomorrow afternoon, in fact. She is scheduled to speak to us, Mbali Ntuli. This is at around 4:10 tomorrow afternoon, and that's after she holds her media briefing, shares with the country what her ideas really are behind why she wants to contest this position.